Hi everyone, thanks again for tuning in to the Logical Bible Study podcast. In this little bonus episode, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about how you can support the podcast and the really awesome exclusive resources which you can access if you do decide that you would like to support the podcast financially. So yes, the time has come to talk about financial support for the podcast. I'm not very good at talking about money, and this ministry isn't really about making money, but I just wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about where the ministry is at and ask you to prayerfully consider taking part financially in supporting this podcast. So this ministry, Logical Bible Study, it's not funded in any way. There's no parishes or dioceses that support it. It's an entirely independent thing. That's really just a grassroots thing that's there to help lay Catholics understand their Bible. The way I've set it up, I've deliberately avoided getting any revenue from ads. I've said I don't really want ads running in this podcast. And so I'm relying on you guys as the listeners to help meet the financial demands of making the podcast happen. So I think this ministry, and particularly the podcast, is quite different from what other ministries are doing. There's lots of Catholic media ministries out there, lots of Catholic apostolates, which are all about the Bible and theology. But there's not many out there which are consistently producing a podcast every single day. Most ministries would just do every week or every fortnight. So I do think there's something unique about the way this podcast runs. And what that works out when you add it all up is doing these podcasts every single day is that by the end of the month, if you listen every single day, you have heard 10 hours worth of audio. And from my end, that's about 30 to 40 hours of work every single month producing this podcast. And I do believe the podcast is offering something quite unique, which is really digging into the text of Scripture itself. Every single day, we get the opportunity to open up the gospel and really look at the literal sense of the text, doing a proper exegesis. What was the original author trying to convey to his original audience? And that's so needed in our time. And as you know, when Catholics know their faith well intellectually, that puts them on fire spiritually as well. And from the feedback I've been receiving from you, that really has made a big difference in your life. You've gotten so much out of this podcast. Many of you have contacted me to say that it's helped you grow closer to God and helped you understand your faith better. And that's fantastic. So any financial support for this podcast, it's important that you know where the money's going. So firstly, there's a couple of small costs associated with running this podcast. Just things like software subscriptions to keep everything in sync and to make sure the podcast is published correctly. And also just basic maintenance of things like the microphone and the tech gear. Also with extra funds, certainly I will be able to purchase more resources to help this ministry grow. So particularly, I want to be able to get more Bible commentaries, more things that can help understand the passages better, and then I can work those into the podcast. And certainly, there's some Bible software packages that I would love to get. It would be awesome if we could have the Verbum Bible software for this particular ministry, which is a software package, which is certainly not cheap, but it has a whole lot of Bibles in it. It has a whole lot of commentaries, church documents, church fathers, and that would be an awesome addition to this podcast and would help make every episode even richer because we'd have more resources to draw on. So that is one goal for fundraising for this podcast that I would like to work towards. So, and this is also, you know, that if you do support this podcast, that it's going towards actually making the podcast run. And secondly, I would certainly like this podcast to grow. It would be great if Catholic media ministries in Australia would consider distributing this podcast, maybe some radio networks in Australia or some other ministries, if they would consider putting this podcast out there, that would be fantastic. And that's one of my goals as well. But obviously we need funds in order to do the advertising and the promotion. At the moment, I've just been relying on you listeners to spread the word about the podcast, and that's awesome. That's working really well. But if we want to get the podcast out even further, then we need a little bit of funds to be able to make that happen and to distribute it a little bit wider. So certainly your donations will go towards that as well. I want to be able to do more of the Bible. I want to be able to do more with this podcast once we've covered all four Gospels. I would love to be able to expand it to the Old Testament and Paul's epistles, and this could become quite a thriving, informative ministry for Catholics. But I can't do that without your financial support. So if you have benefited from this podcast, and I know so many of you have, thank you for your prayers and for your support. If you believe this podcast is worth supporting, and the worker is worth his wages, as the Bible tells us, then please consider giving a regular financial gift to this podcast. And the way to do that is through Patreon. That's the website that I've set up so that you can easily become a regular financial supporter of this podcast. And those of you who know a bit about Patreon will know that one of the really cool aspects of the Patreon website is that there's all these bonus exclusives that, as supporters of the podcast, you can get access to through the Patreon website. So I've spent a bit of time setting up some additional awesome resources that you can get access to if you do decide to become a supporter. So I just want to spend a bit of time telling you what those benefits are. So firstly, if you become a regular financial supporter and you give a regular gift of any amount every month, then you can get access to this behind the scenes episode. Lots of you have been requesting to know a bit more about me, about the history of the ministry, what is the literal sense of scripture, how do I go about preparing a podcast. All of that is available for you in this special bonus episode of the podcast that you can get access to straight away if you pledge to become a regular monthly giver of the podcast. And that's there available for you right now. If you jump onto the Patreon website for our podcast, and the link for that is in the show notes, then straight away you can get access to that podcast, find out about my conversion story and how the podcast has formed and grown. Secondly, if you decide to pledge $10 a month for this particular podcast, and I really want to encourage all of the regular listeners to consider giving at that level, then you'll get access to additional exegesis episodes that do not appear in the podcast. So as you probably know, there's some parts of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which never appear in the lectionary, which means you'll never hear them at Mass and you won't hear them as part of the regular podcast. But if you become a supporter of the ministry, you can get access to all of those additional exegesis episodes that I'm going to do just for you guys as supporters. So you'll get to hear additional exegesis episodes that no one else will. And I really want to encourage you to think about whether you can give $10 a month. You hear 10 hours approximately in each month of this Logical Bible Study podcast. And so I'd ask you to prayerfully consider whether you can invest $10 a month. Now, if you want to go a bit further and do $20 a month, and I'd love it if you could consider doing that, then you'll also get access to the audio recordings of the systematic catechesis program for adults that we have just started doing in our parish, which I have just started running. So every week we go through systematically, paragraph by paragraph, the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So if you've always wanted to learn the Catholic faith a bit more, and you've appreciated the logical, rigorous approach to going through things systematically in this podcast, it's pretty much the same approach that we're applying to the Catechism. So that's something that we recently started in our local parish. And there's opportunity for questions and answers. So you'll get the entire audio for that. And I'll send that out to you regularly, as well as the bonus Gospel Exegesis podcast. So that will become available to you if you pledge $20 a month for this podcast. So that's a great way of learning the faith. And we've just started doing it through our parish, actually. So now is a good time to get into the catechesis sessions just while we have started. So I'd ask you to prayerfully consider giving $20 a month. Now, if you want to go a bit further and give $30 a month, and so what that would essentially mean is you are paying $1 per hour of work that we're doing on this podcast, because we spend about 30 hours a month preparing. So if you pledge to give $30 a month, you get access to a really cool thing, which is you can contact Logical Bible Study directly through the Patreon page, and you can ask any question you like about the Bible or about theology, and you get a dedicated bonus episode, which is given out to the podcast that everyone can hear, where we'll go through your questions systematically. So you get a dedicated entire podcast just to anything that you want to ask about the podcast. So as a patron who's giving $30 a month, that is yours. You get dedicated airtime just for your questions. And I can give you a shout out on the podcast as well. And then lastly, if you will consider giving $50 a month to this podcast, then you get some really awesome bonuses. So firstly, you get everything you've heard so far, plus you'll get access for free to the exegesis of the entire Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So for each Gospel, once all the exegesis of each individual passage is done, each Gospel will be around 40 hours long of audio, and you can have that entire audio for each of the four Gospels for free. That's 40 hours for each Gospel, and it will all be organized nicely and neatly so you can see the chapters and the verses, and it will be a really great study tool for you. So that's a great way of studying a particular Gospel if you want to really dig into it, and that will be yours for free. Also, you get access to live question and answer sessions with myself once a month. You can log on and ask me anything you like about me, about science, philosophy, the Bible, and we'll chat, and you can get to know me a bit better through that more personal interaction. So live questions and answers once a month. So there's some really cool benefits available to you at the $50 level. So I'd like you to prayerfully consider giving to this podcast, big or small. Your gift counts and it means a lot to this ministry. Rest assured, anything you give is going towards building up the ministry, to helping it grow, to help cover the expenses, all of those things. If you've been listening for a long time and you feel like you've been blessed with this podcast and you want to give back, then please consider becoming a Patreon supporter of the podcast. So the link to become a Patreon supporter is in the show notes for this podcast. You're just looking, or you can even just Google Patreon Logical Bible Study, and it will be in the show notes for the podcast for the next little while. So please consider whether you might like to be one of those people. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. Hopefully I've done an okay job talking about money. And please continue to listen, and please continue to keep this ministry in your prayers and sharing the podcast around with more people. Thanks again.